This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, May 25th. Well, we had a big day in cattle, especially feeders, where we gapped higher and just continued to move higher. So an impressive day in feeders. And of course, some of that coming on a corn market that was under pressure as the wheat market sold off fairly hard. In live cattle, much more quiet there. We were firm, at least initially, but the front months backed off and they actually closed slightly lower, whereas the back months were slightly higher. So we've got some bear spread activity going on in the live cattle. We'll see if that continues today, and if it does, then I would say that's a red flag, that the market doesn't have that much energy to it if you've got the bear spreads working while the market is pushing its way higher. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But on feeders, clearly getting a nice bump up as the market has been pretty oversold and it was due for a bounce, and the corn market again under pressure helping that find some upside potential. So we've moved past the first resistance, which was the old breakout from late April. The markets have managed to push beyond that a little bit, but we closed above it too, so that's a good sign. I would say there's a little bit more left in this upside rally for feeder cattle. But I think the longer-term trend is still down, that we're going to work our way lower into the summer, and that live cattle will probably lead the way down there. As far as feeders go, obviously they would be affected by a weaker cattle market if that plays out that way. But the corn market showing signs of struggling with this upward momentum, as it has for a few weeks now. And if that continues to be the case, you know, and the corn market struggles, then that would be supportive for feeders. Frankly, I think, you know, the corn is still in a bull market. And I think that, you know, this break that we've had in corn prices will catch here fairly quickly. And likely that will kind of lean on the feeder cattle market, at least for the short term. In the cash trade yesterday, just a few hundred heads sold at around 140 on the Fed trade, which is unchanged from last week. Box beef values were mixed. Choice was down 63 cents at 264. Select was up $1.12 at 245. So the spread lost $1.75. We're sitting at 1830. And 165 loads were moved. Slaughter rates on a pretty steady pace. We're at 250,000 so far. That is 1,000 more than a week ago, and it's up 11,000 over last year. The feeder cattle index finally getting some positive a positive bounce here. We're up 45 cents. We're sitting at 153.17. So after 7 days in a row of the market of the index just working its way lower and losing about $4 in the process, we finally see a day where it's starting to pull back. I would imagine with the futures market showing some signs of life here and getting a bounce, that the cash trade will respond to that, and we'll probably get a little bit more upward momentum going in the cash index as well. So short term, over these next few days, I think the market will bounce probably into early June. And then I do think we work our way lower into late June, most likely. Either put in your seasonal lows in June or it stretches out in August. My guess is it's probably going to be August. I think that the corn market has some more bullish upside to it. I think that the cattle market with 3 months in a row of record numbers on feed, March, April, and May, just kind of paint the picture as we head into the heat of summer when demand tends to be weakest. You've got inflation running wild. You got the dollar strong. Consumers tend to eat less beef in the summer anyway, and you've already got expensive beef, and you've already got expensive gas and everything else. I think it's going to be difficult to be able to clear out these record numbers of cattle at a time where it's critical to do it, at a time where you're running into normal headwinds anyway, not to mention fresh headwinds from inflation and high gas. So I think you've still got some work to do on the downside. That said, like I've mentioned these last few days, I think we can kind of carve out our window of when we would see significant lows and start to look at the longer term outlook as finally turning into a bull market. I think your herd liquidation is probably over. With all the rain you're getting across the Central Plains on north through the Northern Plains, I would think that you're going to start the herd rebuilding process in those regions. Maybe not quite yet in Texas, but I think that's coming. You're getting a lot of rain all the way into the central part of Texas. So the region that's dry is shrinking, and I think that herd liquidation is coming to an end. And we're going to start to see the expansion phase as we get into the fall, and then we start that bull run up over these next couple years. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.